Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Ohioans might soon be able to pay their fees and taxes using cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Second, the United Arab Emirates is set to launch a regulated Durham-backed stablecoin to enhance blockchain payments. Third, Arizona lawmakers are backing Bitcoin investments as a first among states. Let's dive into our first story. Ohio is on the brink of a major shift in how residents can pay for state services. A new proposal is in the works that could soon allow Ohioans to pay their taxes and other fees using cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin. This move is part of a broader effort by state leaders to integrate digital tokens into mainstream financial transactions. State Treasurer Robert Sprague and Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose are spearheading this initiative. They believe that embracing cryptocurrency is a way to keep up with evolving financial practices. While the proposal is not mandatory for all state agencies, it signals a significant step toward modernizing Ohio's financial systems. Initially, the focus will be on allowing business filings to be paid in Bitcoin, with the potential to expand to taxes later. However, it's important to note that this isn't Ohio's first attempt at integrating cryptocurrency into its financial system. Back in 2018, a similar initiative was suspended due to procedural issues. This time around, officials are keen on ensuring a transparent and secure process, with immediate conversion of cryptocurrency payments into United States dollars to mitigate volatility risks. Now let's talk about the United Arab Emirates and their big move in the crypto world. They're planning to launch a Durham-backed stablecoin, and this could be a game-changer for blockchain payments. This stablecoin will be regulated by the Central Bank of the United Arab Emirates and issued by First Abu Dhabi Bank, pending regulatory approval. It's all part of a broader push to position the UAE as a leading fintech hub globally and to strengthen their digital infrastructure. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. The stablecoin is designed to make payments easier and more secure, both within the UAE and around the world. With this stablecoin, the UAE aims to support a wide range of digital uses, including machine-to-machine communication and artificial intelligence applications. It's about making the flow of identity, governance, and value seamless and verifiable. The stablecoin will run on the ADI blockchain, a cutting-edge technology developed right in the UAE by the ADI Foundation. This blockchain is intended to connect traditional financial systems with next-gen blockchain tech, allowing emerging economies to compete on a global scale. The ADI Foundation has already formed partnerships with governments in over 20 countries, which is pretty impressive. Industry leaders are excited about this move. Mohammed Hassan Al-Sawaidi from ADQ believes it's a crucial step in boosting the UAE's digital infrastructure. Syed Basar Shweb from IHC sees it as a breakthrough in digital currencies, while Hana Al-Rostamani from FAB is thrilled to be leading global innovation. Guillaume de la Tour of ADI Foundation calls it a milestone for a more inclusive digital economy in the UAE. This stablecoin isn't just about tech. It's about economic growth and making the UAE a global innovation hub. It's expected to impact finance, commerce, and trade significantly. So, keep an eye on how this unfolds. It might just set a new standard for digital currencies worldwide. All right, let's dive into our final story of the day, straight from Arizona, where lawmakers have just made a groundbreaking move. They've passed a measure that would allow the state to invest in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, marking a first among states in the United States. This legislation, known as SB 1025, paves the way for Arizona's treasurer and retirement system to potentially invest billions in digital assets. It's a bold step that could set the stage for other states to follow suit. Here's the scoop. The new measure will let state public funds allocate up to 10% of their assets into virtual currencies. This means Arizona's financial managers could soon be adding a slice of Bitcoin or other digital currencies to their investment portfolios. The bill defines these investments as a digital representation of value that's not based on the United States dollar or any foreign currency. It's a significant shift from traditional investment strategies. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Democratic lawmakers have raised concerns about the volatility and risks associated with cryptocurrencies. They argue that while there's potential for high returns, there's also a significant risk of losing value, which could impact state funds and retirements negatively. It's a classic case of weighing risk versus reward, and it seems Arizona is ready to take the plunge. Now the bill is heading to Governor Katie Hobbs for consideration. While her office hasn't made an official comment yet, it's worth noting that she often vetoes measures coming from the Republican-led legislature. So, all eyes are on Governor Hobbs to see if she'll give the green light to this crypto investment initiative. This move by Arizona is a clear signal of the growing acceptance and interest in cryptocurrencies at the state level. If the governor approves it, Arizona could become a pioneer in integrating digital assets into state investment strategies. It's an exciting development for crypto enthusiasts and investors alike, and it could potentially open the door for other states to explore similar opportunities. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on the latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.